Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and this is our 17th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. This segment, I'd like to say a few words to President Obama. As you know, over the last few years, I've taken about once a year or so, I take a segment and address the President, and I'm going to do that now. I think I prefer to do it this way. I like to talk to him directly, and you know he listens. I understand he's a big fan of the show. Mr. President, first I'd like to say that I don't understand why what your objective was for Obamacare. It certainly wasn't what you said it was. It certainly has not controlled costs. It certainly has not bent the cost curve down. It certainly has not gotten more. There really aren't. I don't have all the numbers, but I'm pretty sure if we were able to come up with all the numbers of people, new people who were added to Obamacare, not including the ones that went on Medicaid. I don't consider getting more people on Medicaid to be a healthcare solution, a healthcare reform solution. So if you take all those people who have insurance now that didn't have it under Obamacare, and net of the Medicaid people, and then you compare that to the people who have lost their coverage, and also people who have worse coverage, I think that's fair game in our comparison, Mr. President, is people who have worse coverage, meaning that whatever they had before, they still have coverage, but it now costs them more, or they have a higher deductible, or they can't get to their doctor now, or they aren't able to keep their doctor or keep their plan. When you add all those people together, I think you're going to find, Mr. President, that for most Americans, Obamacare has been a net negative. So why was it important for you to do this Obamacare? If it's now apparent, it's now understood based on Jonathan Gruber's comments, and we have many comments from his. It's now clear, Mr. President, that Obamacare was built on a lie, maybe actually several lies. That you and your team knew that it wasn't going to bend the cost curve down. That you knew that they weren't going to be able to keep their doctor. That you knew some of these negative things, and yet you allowed it to go through without a single bipartisan vote. Only Democrats approved it. So I really would like to know what your motivation was, if not just to disrupt things. It seems to me that the Affordable Care Act, what we call Obamacare, has been a major disruptor. I know one thing, it has disrupted the economy big time. I know that the Obamacare, the uncertainty and the fear of Obamacare has kept companies large and small from investing. So, Mr. President, I don't understand Obamacare. I don't understand why that was your goal if you really wanted to help America. I don't understand your fealty to unions. The way you attacked Boeing when Boeing built a major plant to employ thousands of people in South Carolina, a right-to-work state. Why you had your NTSB, your National Transportation Board, come after Boeing and shut that plant down just because they were in a right-to-work state. It wasn't a place where unions were successful as in other states. Why did you do that? They were legal. They did what they did legally. There's nothing illegal about what they did. Why did you go after them and hold that plant in hostage, which cost thousands of small businesses, small business vendors, lots and lots of business and jobs? Why would you do that just as a fealty to unions? I don't understand that, Mr. President. I don't understand why, how you and your Justice Department have behaved about Ferguson, Mr. Obama. I don't understand how within 48 hours of the Ferguson situation where the police officer shot the young man and killed him, I don't understand that when nobody knew what the details were, your Justice Department decided that that was worthy of a civil rights investigation. Where did you determine, how did you determine that? Mr. Obama, your behavior and your administration's behavior around Ferguson has been like Obamacare, like your fealty to unions. It's been disruptive. It has not been helpful. And I don't understand why seems to be your theme, Mr. Obama, is to create disruption, not to solve things. And I fear that the way you guys have played your Ferguson strategy is going to be very detrimental to the country. And I think that's going to be proven. I wish you would stop doing destructive things like you've done in these cases I've given an example of. And the last thing I want to say is your speech last night on immigration. I think that your executive order is going to create lots and lots of problems. And I think it was unconstitutional. And if I'm right about that, that's a very disruptive thing to do, Mr. President. And I fear, and I think you should think about this, Mr. President, that in time, historians will see your administration, your time in office, as a very disruptive one. You've got 2 years to change that. I hope you take that to heart. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.